Medical experts tell us that doing this actually helps relieve constipation.
Yes.
Do share. Share.
How about when you laugh?
Seven
is that?
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
So please listen responsibly.
That's awesome.
Tuesday, July 27th. And we got the crew in here, John Boy and Billy, Tater, Randy,
hello.
Jackie, Andy behind the glass. To serve your Tuesday morning needs. What you need to know about National Days. It's National Scotch Day.
All right.
You like scotch?
I do. But you know, unfortunately, I like really... It really expensive scotch, so I don't drink scotch very often.
Well, first and foremost, it must be made in Scotland.
Right.
That's
right.
Scotch.
Yep. It's just like bourbon has to be made in Kentucky in order to be called straight bourbon.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So it's National Cream Brulee Day. All right, that's a nice dessert. Yeah. You don't care too much for
that? I'm not a big creme brulee person. I don't care that it's on fire. I don't care.
Right. I like to do it a little crusty on top and then you get down into the pudding part and then you eat that crunch
I get it. I noticed your pinky went up when you were doing that too. So it is one of those more expensive desserts.
You got to put your pinky up.
You got to put your pinky up.
And don't eat
brulee.
It all at once. Yeah. Right. You know, like we usually do.
And it's creme brulee.
It's creme brulee. All right.
Nope.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. He's wrong.
It's National Love is Kind Day. We know that. So love, be kind.
Not always. Sometimes it's just a bitch.
And that's why it's also National New Jersey Day.
That's right.
I have to say, when y'all love on me in here, it's kind of, sometimes I don't want you to love me so much.
There was a pretty famous rock song, I think, said love hurts, love stinks.
Yeah, love does a lot. Anyway, about New Jersey Day, this recognizes the third state to join the Union. Mm. New Jersey was third in line up there. All right. And we got our three dates in history saved up. We'll get our first prize back out and get you ready for Outburst. That's the way we roll here early in the morning. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Look at our first prize pack. We got two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different than other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. Right, well, let's play for it right now. We'll get you ready for it. Oh, I got it. Three dates in history where we get our categories. 1986, Bobby Hillen Jr. became the youngest winner in the history of NASCAR, taking the Talladega 500 at Alabama International Motor Speedway. Hillen was 22 years old, took the lead from Tim Richmond just 8 laps from the end of the event, managed to hold off Tim for the win. All right, Bobby. Yeah, we're getting that list of young drivers. He is not the youngest right now, as you may expect. We're counting
but
down.
But it's time.
All right, so move up to 1994 on this date when Cindy Hartman's phone rang in the middle of the night in Conway, Arkansas. She discovered an armed burglar ransacking her home. Well, she fell to her knees and asked if she could pray for him. Well, the burglar broke down, joined her in prayer, and apologized. He brought her belongings back into the house, borrowed a shirt to wipe away his fingerprints, and left his gun behind when he drove away.
Wow. Right.
Prayer works, don't it? And finally, it was on this day, Sylvester Neal of Anchorage, Alaska, began cashing in his 30-year collection of almost 1.5 million pennies. The first problem he had was how to transport them, since his collection weighed more than 5 tons.
Yikes.
Fortunately, Coinstar offered to pick him up for him. After all were counted, he had saved up just over $14,000.
Wow.
All right. Good work there, Sylvester. And there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Tuesday, July 27th. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Japan's basketball robot takes free throws at the Olympics.
He looks a little bit like Stephen Curry. I don't know.
Everybody is. They trotted that out, man. They don't miss. So check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, get our winning begin.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Donald from Havelock, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Donald! Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, how's everything down east?
I love it. The weather is hot, and I can handle it.
That a boy. All right, Donald, glad you made it in here, buddy. Let's get through these categories. All right, in five seconds, we need 3 past or present NASCAR drivers. Ready, go.
Ready. Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, and Bill Elliott.
There's 3 good ones. All right, Donald, now. 3 places fingerprints are left. Ready, go.
Glasses, weapons, telephone.
Wherever your fingers are, huh? All right. And now for the win. 3 states that start with the letter A. Ready,
Alabama,
go.
Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas.
Alabama, Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas. Is that 3?
Yeah.
I guess all together. Okay, good. You got the big Op Games prize pack, Donald. We'll get it to you down Havelock.
All right.
All right, buddy. Glad you won. You hang on for Jackie.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. 20 minutes away, Evan Busey is singing the blues.
Oh, it kind of makes you feel blue when you hear Busey singing.
Yeah,
never mind.
Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Early morning risers got a bonus top 10 list for you this morning, Billy.
Well, this fall, Disney is launching a new streaming TV service to compete with Netflix and Hulu. It's called Disney Plus. They will, of course, have the complete Disney movie library available, as well as hits from Disney's current money machine, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Also on Disney Plus, Marvel TV programs starring characters like Thor's arch nemesis Loki, the Scarlet Witch, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier will also have a show. Dramas, comedy, a little bit of everything. But not all of their ideas will actually make it to TV. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, the top 10 superhero TV shows rejected by Marvel. Number 10, Blackish Panther. Number 9, Doctor Stranger Things. Number 8, Ant-Man and the Uncle. I don't think that would have much of a budget. Number 7, The Real Housewives of Asgard. Number 6, Curb Your Vibranium. A little insight for the comic book fan. Number 5, Aqua Teen Mom Hunger Force. That's a weird one. Number 4, Captain American Picker. Number 3, Howard the Duck Dynasty. Number 2, Will and Groot. And the number 1 rejected Marvel TV show, The Undateable Hulk.
Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio, about 20 minutes away. What to watch from Tatertainment News. Right now, what to listen to. That is from Gary Busey.
I go out strolling, that's how I'm rolling. Take a different route. Stop by party crowds, kinda arty. About that time I shout, I'll whip it out. I'm just looking for some fun, I'll whip it out. I check out this son of a gun. Cruising the streets, rocking the beats, looking for Mrs. Right. I got a trick, works pretty slick, getting lucky tonight. I'll whip it out. I'm just looking for some fun. Check out the son of a gun. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Gary's here. Let's get this party started right. Why is everybody still dressed? Hey, it's skinny dipping time. I brought along a special guest. Say hello to my little friend. Yeah. Chugging and jiving, feeling alive, and got no time to pout. Spending a bucky, hope to get lucky in this female drought. Look at the ladies, hotter than Hades, hoping for a stud. Sorry there, hun, Mr. Man Bun is probably a dud. To get their attention, my name I mention, I still got some clout. Working an angle, check out my dangle, it's a real knockout. I go streaking, ladies are peeking, I can tell you why. Them other fellas acting all jealous, and this'll make them cry. I whip it out. I'm just looking for some fun. I whip it out. I check out this son of a gun. Ah! Hey, where's everybody going? Come on now, he ain't gonna bite you. Unless you want him to.
See, he'll whip it out.
Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. A little bit ago was playing Outburst, talked about, was on this date in 1986? Look back at my nose. Yes, it was, 1986. Bobby Hillen Jr. became the youngest winner in the history of NASCAR, 22 years old, won Talladega. We'll look back. What about since then? Well, the youngest is Joey Logano. He was 19 years old. And they won at New Hampshire in 2012. Trevor Bayne won at 20 years old, February 19th, 2011, at the Daytona 500.
You know, actually, Joey Logano won in 2009 and didn't win again until 2012.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had a little bit of a dry spell there.
So, so he was 19, though.
Yeah.
All right, so 19's the youngest. Trevor Bayne, 20 years old. Kyle Busch also won at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. His first season, after about two-thirds of the races were run, he pulled into victory lane at Auto Club Speedway. And then, so that put Bobby Hillen Jr. back. He's number four on the list now. All right, so Logano, Trevor Bayne, Kyle Busch, Bobby Hillen Jr., Richard Petty. You might expect King was kind of young. He was 22 years old when he won.
He's still the very youngest to ever take a trip, a whole lap on the hood of a car.
going for it. And let's finish him out here. Number six, Jeff Gordon. He was 22. He won his first race. That was Richard Petty's last race. We were there at that race in Atlanta. Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah,
our buddy David Poole wrote a book about that, The Changing of the Guard.
And then David wrote on the hood of his car. I don't know how he worked that out.
And just finishing out, Brian Vickers also won at age 22, 16 days before his 23rd birthday. And it was at Talladega as well. So Talladega. A couple of them, Daytona, that's what we call that wild card races like that. All right, good. That's interesting stuff. And, Doug Rice, our boy, he's on, we're giving him the week off because NASCAR is not running last weekend or this coming weekend because of the Olympics.
That's right.
And we can see cool stuff like that basketball robot shooting free throws.
There you go.
And we got it for our video of the day at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a variety pack of Astera Labs products. Pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win, and we'll play in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Thank you much. Hey, let's take a quick peek at the weekend box office, the top five movies from that. Old M. Night Shyamalan's creepy new thriller about the worst beach day ever opened up at number one. Coming in at number two is Snake Eyes. That's a shoot 'em up from the G.I. Joe movie universe. Marvel's Black Widow finished in third, followed by Space Jam, A New Legacy, and F9, The Fast Saga. Mm-hmm. There's your five.
So was Black Widow, was this the first weekend?
That's been out a couple weeks.
Not more than that.
Because I know Space Jam, I heard that was just as terrible as I thought it was going to be. So it dropped from one to four.
You're not a Bugs Bunny fan.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind Bugs. LeBron kind of ticks me off.
I'm just wondering who you know that watched it.
The new Bugs.
Jolly, my oldest boy tried to.
Oh, okay, all right.
And the voice for the new Bugs Bunny irritates me.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't sound like Bugs Bunny, you know?
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Like that. Exactly.
It was my job, man. Opening this weekend, Disney's Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Emily Blunt, the actress from A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm. And it's based on the theme park ride.
Jungle Cruise.
Loosely based on the theme park ride.
Wasn't that smart? Yeah.
Mm. They've been holding that one for a while, haven't they?
They've been sitting on it for a long time. It's been done for a long
time. Like 3 years.
Usually rides go after the movies, but this is kind of
Well, this they came crazy. With the ride first.
Like The Rock had hair. When they did this. So.
I noticed he's wearing his little skipper hat from Gilligan's Island.
Right.
That looks nice on him.
You know, Walt Disney on the original, the ride that was in California, he originally wanted to use live animals all through it. And they finally convinced him not to. And the final thing was, why not? Why not? And they said, because they will eat the guests. Okay, good answer. All right.
He's going to have an early Jurassic Park situation on his hands.
Let's look at what's trending on Netflix. How about The Movies That Made Us Season 2? So this is the inside story behind some of your all-time favorite movies. This season looks at Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, Pretty Woman, and Forrest Gump.
I thought the first season of that was pretty good. They
that
had
was.
Some really interesting stuff about the movies that you think you know everything about a movie, and then you see How many of them come so close to not getting made at all?
You know, they talked about Elf and things like that when they were talking. Cobra Kai Season 3 is trending on Netflix. This is Bobby and Daniel from The Karate Kid. Remember them? They renewed their old rivalry.
Their what?
Rivalry.
It was Rivalry Week.
And it's a Netflix original series that, according to some, is actually better than it sounds.
It's not bad. I watched part of the first season. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Ralph Macchio does not get old.
No.
He's like in his 60s. He doesn't look...
And he's a very different character than he was in The Karate Kid, too. He's kind of a...
Really? Finally, he stood up for himself. Yeah. And Blood Red Sky. This is a movie about a woman who got bit by a mysterious creature years ago, and she starts eating brains in the middle of a transatlantic airline flight. So in other words, the title could be Zombies on a Plane.
Yeah, really.
But it's not as Blood Red Sky.
Serving brains on the plane.
Not on purpose.
Would you like pretzels? No, thanks. And that's a wrap of What to Watch.
All right. Thank you very much, Nate. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. Found out, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average American now consumes about 22 pounds of this vegetable per year.
That would be the maters.
It is the good old maters. That'd be a good old kitchen sink mater sandwich.
Nice.
All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Despite having, well, let me sit with this right here. In August of 1904, a Rhode Island judge handed down the first jail sentence for doing this in a car.
What is driving? He was just against the whole idea.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, July 27th, summertime 2021. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Japan's basketball robot takes free throws at the Olympics. Heard this story breaking over the weekend. You ain't got a chance to see it. We got you hooked up right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
Wow, 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 wow.
And now your host, never mistaken for a basketball robot, but he once was mistaken for a sump pump. It's a long story. He's John Moore.
Let's say hey to David out of Danville, Virginia. Good morning, David.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, David, you first up. Let's see what you got. In August of 1904, a Rhode Island judge handed down the first jail sentence for doing this in a car.
I would have to say speeding.
You going with speeding?
Seven, seven.
Yeah, that's the right call. Man, so... the guy was sentenced to 5 days in jail for going a blistering 15 miles an hour.
What, are you crazy? Where's the fire, dude?
Good work, David. Big old variety pack of Astera Labs products headed up to Danville for you.
I sure do appreciate it. May I get a shout-out?
Of course you may.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my oldest son, Thomas, and all his brothers and sisters in blue. Y'all be safe out there, and thank you for what you do.
All right, David, awesome, buddy. I'm proud of you, boy. All right, dear. Hang over, Jacket. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. We continue our walk through all 50 states with our rejected state slogans top 10 on the other side. In a brand new top 10 list in 20 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Last week we started, let's continue with our walk through all 50 states with this top 10 list, Billy.
Well, when you're promoting your state's tourism program, you need a good solid ad slogan to put out there. But you don't always come up with Virginia is for lovers on the very first try. Today's Big Show top 10 list, number 2 in our series, if you're keeping score at home. Top 10 rejected state tourism slogans. Number 10, Minnesota, 10,000 lakes, 10 billion mosquitoes. Number 9, New Mexico, believe it or not, Breaking Bad is the best thing that ever happened to us. Number 8, North Dakota, ever seen Fargo? It's pretty much like that. Number 7, Massachusetts. Our two seasons are winter and construction. Number 6, New Hampshire, the home of Ben and Jerry. Or wait, is that Vermont? I forget. Number 5, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ohio, our Amish can beat up your Amish. Number 4, Maryland. High taxes, cheap crab cakes. Number 3, Virginia. Southern enough to suck for Northerners, but Northern enough to suck for Southerners. Number 2, New Hampshire. Last gas before Canada. And the number 1 rejected state slogan, Nevada, where America hides the UFOs. Good Tuesday morning, and the Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your July 27th. All right, we're at a brand new top 10 list. Take it, Bidley. Well, before the International Olympic Committee adds a new sport to the official lineup, they try it out a time or two during the games as a demonstration event. But not all of the proposals make the cut to get a tryout. Here they are, Big Show top 10 list for today. Top 10 rejected demonstration events at the Tokyo Olympics. Number 10, the Dutch oven. Number 9, the clean and twerk. Number 8, the 100-meter door dash. Number 7, the Tide Pod Challenge. Number 6, beer bong with Michael Phelps. Number 5, something called the 50-meter fuster cluck. Number 4, loser buys HGH for the rest of the team. Number 3, shark tank with actual sharks.
Yeah.
Number 2, rhythmic cornhole. And the number 1 rejected Olympic event, purple nurple.
Hey, good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the Big Show.
Hey, I'm proud, proud, proud to be here now.
Right, man.
Proud to be here. I just got out of the shower. Y'all about busted me. Take
it. All right. Uh-oh, Jackie's picturing you naked. We don't need that.
Oh.
Hey, we're fixing to drag up and go up. Hey, Big Stub is a very popular place because of Missouri. Oh. And my dad plays cards there every day.
All right, get the card game.
There you go.
All right. All right,
yeah.
Let's go. Well, it sounds like you got a full schedule, so we'll make this quick.
Yeah, I'm proud, proud, proud to be here now.
We'll be right back. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio Tuesday, July 27th. You having a birthday? Happy birthday. Sharing one with Big Show Buddy. Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Comedian Bill Engvall. Oh, Buddy Bill, 64 years old today. Happy birthday, Bill. He got a little movie to his credit. I like that Bait Shop movie. I ain't seen that in a long time. If you can find that, that's pretty good. And, of course,
I'm guessing I'll check that big bin they have at Walmart.
But first place to look. And, of course, Bill had him a hit record, huh? Yeah, here you go, Bill. It's your birthday. Finally getting airplay on the Big Show. Here you go.
I just hate stupid people. They should have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. Be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign. It's like for my wife and I moved from Texas to California. Our house is full of boxes. There's a U-Haul truck in our driveway. My friend comes over and goes, hey, you moving? Nope. We just pack our stuff up once or twice a week. Just see how many boxes it takes. Here's your sign.
Why can't they get the picture? Why don't they understand? We're not dealing with the planet of apes. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with the mitsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy, tiny minds, here's your sign. Here's your sign.
Last time I was home, I was driving around. I had a flat tire. I pull my truck in one of these little side of the road gas stations. The attendant walks out, looks at my truck, looks at me. I swear to God, he went, tire, go play it? I couldn't resist. I said, nope. No, I was driving around. Those other three just swelled right up on me. Here's your sign.
Why can't they get the picture? Here's your sign. Here's your sign.
I was watching one of those animal shows on Discovery Channel. There was a guy inventing a shark bite suit. There's only one way to test that. All right, Jimmy, got that shark suit on, looks good. They want you to jump in this pool of sharks, and you tell us it hurts when they bite you.
Well, all right. Hold my sign, I don't want to lose it.
Why can't they get the picture? Here's your sign. Here's your sign.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, it's the current events quiz. Take C. Get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, and you get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. All right, hang on. We'll play for in a second. First, let's get this call.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends out there in Radio Land. This is the Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends, our youth pastor, Ricky Dale Gilmore, is putting together something called the Sword of Joshua Socialized Media Team to promote the church on the My Faith in the Twit book and whatnot. Now, I'm old and give out on modern technocracy, so I ain't been a whole lot of help so far. And I'm also a tad skeptical about this whole idea, and I'll tell you why. Pastor Ricky says, socialized media is the hottest thing going, preacher. If you're going to get your message out there, you got to be on the My Face in the Twit book. And I says, oh, yeah? Well, why? He says, because if you ain't on there, you're missing out. I said, yeah, and who says that? And he said,
says, well, the folks at My Face and Twit Book, see, my granddaddy used to say, never ask the barber if you need a haircut, because what's he going to say? Even a computer knucklehead like me ain't surprised to hear the My Face people say you need to be on My Face, and the Twit Book people say you need to be on Twit Book. They're doing a little thing the business folks call selling the problem and the solution. Yeah. Well, here's the sticky part of that. The modern world of computers and cell phones is like going to a party where the host keeps turning the music up louder and louder. Pretty soon, folks have a hard time hearing one another. Then, My Face and Twit Book come along, and it's like they handed everybody at the party a big old megaphone. That'll fix everything, right? Well, no. It just makes everybody get louder and louder. Pretty soon, we ain't really having a conversation at all. We're just hollering at one another. And by the way, while you're busy yelling in your little megaphone, somebody's run off with your credit card, too. Does that sound familiar? Well, preacher, when a party gets loud, you gotta yell to be heard, don't you? Yeah, you could do that. Or you and your friends could leave that old rackety party and go somewhere where you can actually carry on a normal conversation about normal things. You know, like, say, a nice, quiet church building somewhere. That's right, friends. The Lord has made me the manager of the spiritual barbershop, and I think there's a whole bunch of y'all need a trim. Now, the good news is our full-service cut and style is absolutely free, although we would appreciate a little something when we pass the tip jar during the invitation. Come on down this Sunday morning for a special real-time chat on how to like and subscribe to the Lord Jesus. When you get on his list, he'll never unfriend you. For more information, check us out on the computer at http://www.swordofjoshua.org/mark/info. I tell you what, just show up at the church on Sunday morning. We'll take you from there. Our minds made up, but our doors wide open. Right here at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23,
on the frontage road.
This here's the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy,
yes, sir.
Y'all keep them straight up there.
Thank you for them pearls of wisdom, I remember, Billy Ray. All right. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Billy, what are we dealing with?
A hardcore metalhead picks some unusual names for her kids.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. Take C, you will win. We play next. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Japan's basketball robot takes free throws at the Olympics. Check it out, BigShow.com. Here right now, Fab Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
Yeah, let's say hey to Ben out of Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing today?
Hey, man, we're doing good. My old boy Tony got apple orchard up there in Hendersonville. Got some lime for him for my pastors this year.
All right.
I love it when the plan comes together.
You got a pool over there?
I got a pond. Pond will be good for you. Ben, glad you made it in here, buddy. You listen to Biddley and win this prize pack.
Well, you may be a diehard heavy metal fan, but you'll never be as diehard as a New Zealand woman who named her newborn baby Pantera. The child joins siblings named Metallica and Slayer. Yes, she named all three of her kids after her favorite metal bands. A reporter who interviewed her says he's seen all three birth certificates and they're absolutely legit. Mom says she got the idea after reading a story about a big band fanatic who has kids named Frank, Dean, and Sammy. B, a folk rock fan who names her kids Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Or C, a George Thorogood fan who named her triplets one bourbon, one shot, and one beer.
Well, what you got, Ben?
That's got to be C. Yes, it does.
Ben, we're sending you to John Boy and Billy Buggenfield with Liquid Performance Detailing Products there, buddy.
All right. Hey, John Boy.
Yes.
Can I get, this is my second time calling. Last time, I was so excited I finally got through. I didn't get my move. Can I get that?
Well, you move, of course, man. There you go, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Now we got closure. All right, here's a plan for the next 20 minutes. Write down your news right on the other side of our time capsule, and then we'll jump in the playhouse. Act out.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
There's a lingerie sale at the Walmart. There's a lingerie sale at the Walmart. Their panties are cheap and they're all in a heap. When I dress up in drag, I look like Meryl Streep. Oh, I'm a wonderful homo. Oh, I'm a fabulous gay. But I've got a real funny feeling. I weigh more than Delta Burke weighs. Oh, God. Jiminy Christmas. One verse and I'm winded. Whew. I'm sweating like Toadie Fields in a three-legged race. There's nothing like a Toadie Fields reference to tell everyone just how old you are. Hello, Babs, my angel. Oh, dear. Your eyes are red. Have you been crying? Or drinking? Crying. Okay, I was just checking. I remember the time you got into Mr. Rayford's drawers. Ooh. No, his death drawer. Yeah, I know you cried both times. It's okay. So what's wrong? Your blonde friend Tiffany, uh-huh? Oh, her mother passed away. I'm so sorry. It's worse? How could it possibly be worse? She got a call from her sister and her mother passed away too. Mm. Oh. When it rains, it pours, doesn't it? Huh? I don't know what it means. I saw it on the Weather Channel. Listen. Why don't you go polish up that cedar chest and run, and then we'll go run errands, okay? There she goes. Off and away. Toodaloo. Skip to my loo. Dooby-dooby-doo. And she's gone. Oh. That is one beautiful muffin, but somebody left out the blueberries. John Boy, Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. Oh, Marcel. Well, it's a typical day here in Hayseed Heaven. I'm just writing up some cards for Weirdy Word. No, I meant Weirdy Word. Have you heard Hanson play? That thing in the toilet is called a what? You eat Chinese food with a pair of what? Stuff in a volcano is called what? 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 I can't do the voice, obviously, but you get the idea. That's not normal. Oh, I'm really going to screw with him. I'm putting in words like cauterize. If you're bleeding, then you put some hot metal on the wound, it's called a what? I can't wait. Other than that, it's business as usual. You know, same old, and speak of the devil, hold on. Hi, Mr. Rayford. How are you? You're what? Working on punching up the humor in your segments. Well, that's a wonderful idea. Huh? Well, you know, I really don't have time right now, but I don't know. What do you call a big Irish spider? Patty Longlegs. Ah, ha, ha, ha. That is hysterical. Well, I got to get back to... I don't know. What is the spider's favorite TV show? The Newlywed Game. Oh. You. You're good, you. You are good. But if you don't mind my saying, don't you think you're leaning a little heavy on the arachnid joke? Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, try a little political humor. That's hot today. I've got some good ones. Here you go.
Oh.
Here's the pen. Write these down. What's the difference between a liberal and a trampoline? You take your shoes off before you jump on the trampoline. What's the difference between a dead skunk and a dead liberal? Vultures will eat the skunk. How many liberals does it take to change a light bulb? Irrelevant. They still don't know they're in the dark. Did you hear KFC hasn't just introduced the Obama bucket? It's full of left wings and chicken butts. Why isn't the TSA catching any terrorists? Because they don't screen passengers on Air Force One. Wait, Mr. Rayford, where are you going? I've got a bunch more. That worked like a charm. Oh, Marcel, I found the socialist kryptonite. Huh? He didn't really say anything. I think he flipped me the bird, but it may have just been the arthritis. Uh-oh, here comes Babalicious. I gotta run. I'll be home soon. And Marcel, dust. All right, Angel, you ready to roll? Your eyes are still red. What is wrong? You got a call from your shrink? That's a job description. He says you have an Electra complex? What's that? You're in love with your father. Well, that's not all bad. You'll have no chance with a married man. Wowzer. Where's my BC powder? I'm going to snort them this time. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
John Boy and Billy.
Jobs are funny. There are no hard, fast rules on making it to the top, but a pretty good rule of thumb is if you make it to age 35 and your job still involves wearing a name tag, you've probably made a serious vocational error somewhere along the line.
Morning radio done right.
Big Show's on the radio. Want to give a big show shout out to Christine Autumn. Christine is from hatcountry.com. Yeah, man.
No, it's Christine and Autumn.
Oh, it's Christine and Autumn. Oh, yeah. So you got up with two baby dolls when you was getting my hat.
It's a mother-daughter. I couldn't really make eyes at either one. You know, with the other one in the room, it was kind of embarrassing. But we had a hat emergency.
That's right.
Yeah, so they solved it for us. They have a great website. Lots of Western wear, lots of boots, name brand stuff, Stetson hats. Also, the kind of dress hats that you need with a suit, cowboy hats, belts. Man, they just got thousands of things. A great find.
So hatcountry.com, shop for hats and so much more with thousands of products.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so neat. Yes, they are Big Show listeners. So good morning, Christine and Autumn. Appreciate y'all listening to the Big Show. Thank you for helping us out with our hat emergency.
That's right.
What constitutes a hat emergency, by the way?
When you really need one and can't find one to fit a pea head.
All right. You don't worry about it. Ask Christine and Autumn what it was. I'll tell you all about it. All right. Not ready for Drive Time Players. Let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Today's episode, The Worst Farmer in Hooterville. As our story opens, Oliver Wendell Douglas arrives at Drucker's General Store in Hooterville, Arkansas.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. How's your day going?
This is a very big day. The corn harvest from my farm is finally in.
Well, congratulations. So, what's all this weird stuff you brought with you in the basket?
That's my corn.
It is?
Well, yes, I...
Are you sure?
I grew this with my own two hands.
You know, Mr. Douglas, I hate to say this, but this ain't the kind of corn I can put in my produce section. It's a tad, what's the word I'm looking for? Pitiful.
I know. Well, if it's not food-grade corn, can you sell it as livestock feed?
Well, we tried that last year. Arnold Ziffel ate some of it. He was laid up sick the whole month of August and missed the first 2 weeks of school.
Well, what about using it to make ethanol?
Tried that, too. Mr. Haney's truck burned through 3 sets of spark plugs in a whole week.
So what you're saying is there's no place for this corn at all.
Oh, there's a place for it. The big blue dumpster out behind the store.
Mr. Drucker!
Sorry, Mr. Douglas. I'm just saying, it just seems like corn ain't your thing.
Well, you're right, of course. I should just sell the farm and move back to New York. I'm the worst farmer in Hooterville history.
Well, now, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there's a new guy up the road that sucks way worse than you do at farming.
Oh, really? Who?
His name is Rocco D'Annunzio. Just moved down from New Jersey somewhere. Drove up in a big Mercedes convertible wearing a shiny black 3-piece suit. Said he was a chicken farmer. But between you and me, he looks more like one of them mafioso types from the witness protection program.
Oh, well. Are you saying he's not a chicken farmer? Moving to Hooterville is a cover story?
Well, it beats me, but I sold him 2 dozen chickens to get him started. He came back a week later and bought 100 more.
Well, that's a lot of chickens.
That's what I thought, too. And then last week, he came back and bought 200 more chickens. I says, well, Mr. D, looks like your chicken farm's off to a fast start. And he says, actually, I ain't having no luck with them at all. I think I'm either planting them too deep or too close together. Now, that's what you call a sorry farmer.
Of all the...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Lisa, undo a couple top buttons and let those things breathe.
Tune in again next time when we hear crusty old Farmer D'Annunzio say,
hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
All right, man. Y'all on the internet, is that the first time y'all have heard Googleable? Did I just come up with a new one?
I think it's the first time it's ever been used. Yeah.
Well, probably because Google ain't something, but Google is. But so you said Googleable.
Is it Googleable?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I'm going to use it, nothing else but that from now on.
Did you Google it?
All right. Well, I've said a lot of stupid stuff about the internet over the years.
No.
Y'all been making fun
of. All of which is also Googleable.
So I finally come up with something y'all ain't heard for.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, good. All right. Gee, I would go home, but I've still got half a show to go.
Well, you could Googleable some things up to see what to, you know, to fill the time.
Hey, don't be stepping on my new word. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, man. We're moving through July, already July the 27th here. Sure, you get your summertime grilling supplies that consist of John Boy and Billy, rub, chicken, and porks.
It's not nearly as weird as he's making it sound.
Wow. Billy's chicken rub and pork rub. All right, yeah, put them together.
Are you on a word budget? Because you cut a bunch out there.
And then, of course, I'm telling you about this because all IGA stores and KJ stores got all of our rubs, including Carla Shell's Steak Shake, and, of course, all of our grilling sauces, including the Eastern Carolina Vinegar Base. barbecue sauce. Uh-huh.
And don't you know they're happy about the decision after hearing this?
I know they are, man. Moving that Eastern Carolina has been tough to get, but there it is, boys. And speaking of Carla Shells, their steak shake, oh, man. And their steaks, Carla Cook, man. They were named Best Steakhouse in North Carolina by national news outlet MSN.com in their list of the best steakhouses in every state. Now, but our boy Carla Cook out of Goldsboro, North Carolina, Carl and Shell's Grill Room, taking the top honor for our home state. That's good stuff, man. So you get to eat like us when you get the correct ingredients.
And, you know, a grill and somebody that can really cook it well.
Yeah. And that's about the way I eat. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. Well, our boy Pac is off again this weekend. Sports with a Pac-Man will return next week. As you know, we got the Summer Olympics going on right now. And here's Morgan Freeman.
Once again, the world comes together for the Olympic Games. And this ain't that weak-ass, off-year JV Winter Olympics, Jazz. This here is the Summer Games, the real Olympics, with swimming, gymnastics, track and field, and my personal favorite, women's beach volleyball. Yes, Lord. The Summer Games introduce the world to all-time sports legends like Jesse Owens, Mark Spitz, Carl Lewis, Jackie Joyner Kersee, and Caitlyn Jenner when she was still in the men's division. They competed in different sports, but they were all part of America's team. This year, Team USA is going for the gold armed with a lifetime of preparation, a will to win, and a goodie bag with 42 condoms in it. That's right, 42. Whose world record are they trying to break? Wilt Chamberlain's? This summer, the world comes to Rio de Janeiro, a legendary seaside resort riddled with crime, contaminated water, substandard accommodations, and new this year, the Zika virus. Good pick, International Olympic Committee. Was Detroit booked already? Not everyone can make the trip to Rio, or even wants to. But there's one company that's going to be there no matter which third world hellhole they send us to. Visa. So when you dodge the flying bullets and make your way to the concession stand for some sketchy-looking meat on a stick that smells like fried Band-Aids, if you whip out anything besides a Visa card, you are gonna walk away one hungry son of a gun. So what else is happening? Well, I just renewed my voiceover deal with Captain Morgan Rum, doing 2 more years as Captain Morgan Freeman. 2 free cases a week, right to the house. I don't mind telling you, I like it. It ain't the most expensive. Hell, it ain't even the best. But when you need a quick pop at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, because you're fixing to do a 3-hour studio session as the voice of a talking radish in a Pixar movie, Captain Morgan means smooth sailing. Now, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Visa. It's everywhere you want to be. And a whole bunch of places you don't. Like Rio. During mosquito season. Captain Morgan Freeman. Out.
All right. Y'all, let's play our Wordy Word event, shall we? Get a couple contestants. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You can also go to thebigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. You want to play and can't get through, Jack can call you. We do it next. Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got Japan's basketball robot taking free throws at the Olympics. Robot pretty good. They tried this out during the USA game. It was early on the weekend. Might not have saw it. We got it for you here. And we're in trouble, too. U.S. basketball team lost. That's the first time they lost us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, 08, 09, 04, something like that.
But the robot would have been disqualified anyway because he tested positive for WD-40, I
think. Hey, I'll check it out at BigShow.com. We'll be taking the classic bit request on the wall coming up in minutes. But right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Jerry from Corydon, Indiana. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. And we got Ronnie from Dadeville, Alabama. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, Big Show, let me hold a dollar.
All right, Billy's a little short. All right, then.
On money.
All right, Ronnie, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Jerry on the John Boy and Billy side. Let's do two rounds, boys. Get our winner. Good luck, all right? So Ronnie's relaxing. Me and Jerry are going for the first 30 seconds. All right, Jerry, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, then.
He better be.
All right, here we go. Start the clock. Now, the cafeteria, you get a blank and three vegetables. What do you
got? Meat.
Yes. There you go. All right. All right. You got a cold. Blow your
nose.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. A red flower is a
rose.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. You're going to get your picture made. Strike a
pose.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Rhymes with it. Not open, but
closed.
Yeah. All right. You're not young. You are
old.
Bam. That's what I'm talking about, Jerry. Good work, buddy. Put a six on the board.
Oh, that felt like 50.
Apparently, he was ready.
Yeah. All right, Ronnie. Now, let's see. You got the talking part done here, buddy. You and Tater for 30. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Okay.
Brand new word and go.
Don't step in that mud blank.
Puddle.
Yeah. This is a blank of milk. It's not a gallon. It's smaller.
A quart.
Yes. A cinnamon blank. You eat it for breakfast.
Roll.
You have a blank of pie.
Slice.
You do this to bread in the morning and put jelly on it.
Toast.
You
toast it.
This is yes, you're right. You did it right. You're right. This only has one wheel, and usually you see them and they ride
unicycle.
Uh-huh. May I? I would like to buy a.
Oh, no, I don't
okay,
know.
Yeah, I know, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's the buzzer. Well, good work. All right, we got a couple players. Ronnie and Tater
right,
put
Ronnie.
Six on the board.
Wow. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Tater. Thank you, Tater. Good job.
Tied right, up, right, going right, into round two. Then. All right, Jerry, you with Billy. Are you ready?
Ready.
Brand new word and go.
On Wheel of Fortune, you have to buy this kind of letter. I want to buy
a vowel.
There you go. Let's see. If he's very strange, he's a real blanco. He's just everything about him is odd. No. He's. I'm trying to think.
Wacko.
Blank Science, a movie.
There's a movie called Blank Science.
Weird.
Yes. Yeah! There you go. When you break a bone, they take this picture of your arm. See how bad it is.
It's an X-ray.
Yes, it is. You fill out this when you're trying to get a job.
All right, there's a buzzer. Well, y'all boys put a three on the six, a total of nine for Jerry.
I gave him the skunk eye. I just want you
to
know.
Did you hear how John Boy congratulated himself?
Yeah. It's a movie.
I believe I'm telling Billy about
all
movies.
Right.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite movies.
Well, there you go.
She was hot, that computer generated.
Funny how it came up while your team was winning.
All right, well, here we go. So Randy and Ronnie has got the goods, Rand. It's probably up to you. Three will tie and four will win it.
Okay, I'm sorry I had you tuned out. Are you done talking now?
Yeah. All right. Randy and Ronnie, ready, go.
You have to fill out one of these to get to the
attic. Application.
All right, so you have to take a feathered thingy and do this around the house.
Duster.
Yep. So you write with one of these, but it's not a pen. It's a...
A pencil.
Yes.
Tied up.
All right. So if you have to do this to your shirt to get the wrinkles out.
Iron it.
Nope. A more fancy word for ironing.
Dry it.
No, a more fancy word for ironing.
Dry cleaning.
All right. You do this to an elevator button.
Press it.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, press. Man. For the win. 10-9.
Good job, Randy. Wait,
you know it.
My friend. Good job.
I just knew you was going to blow that, man. You tried. Doggone it, Jerry. We came up a little short, buddy, but you can try again anytime, all right?
Oh, that'd be fine.
All right, man. You have a great day.
All right.
And Ronnie, all right, man. Well, you got talking part and you won. All right. Congratulations,
right.
buddy. All right, big old prize pack. Head down to Dadeville for you.
In case you can't tell,
he's can not. I please give a shout out or two, just quick ones, real fast?
Yo, you go ahead, right. Of course.
One, I would like to say, first of all, for the people that are listening on iHeartRadio from the state of Maryland where I'm from, thank you. Love you guys. Also, to my wife, who I just married on the beautiful sands of Myrtle Beach last Wednesday, I love you. And one more quick shout-out to the poor letters A and B from the current events quiz, who never get no love.
Well, there you go. Such a beautiful sentiment.
Good work. Great shout-out. You took up time to make sure I don't have to listen to Randy. So awesome. It worked out for everybody, Ronnie.
Thanks, all guys. Right. Love you all. You're the best.
We appreciate you, buddy. Hang on for Jackie. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic beer request of the morning. We got Anna Smith off the John Boy and Billy Facebook wall. Anna says, y'all did a skit where the car was talking to the driver about looking at a woman, etc. The car was going to tell his wife, too funny. Oh, yeah, Anna. We did that back in the late 80s.
Yep.
That's a Cadillac on guard, huh? Look at us telling the future. We're about there, boys. All right, Anna, you got it. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic Bay Request from the John Bo and Billy Facebook page. Anna Smith, we got your request right here.
Last year, Cadillac introduced you to the OnStar system, our exclusive in-car motorist assistance program. If you need help while on the road, just press the star key on your Cadillac cellular phone. A live operator is standing by to assist you with traffic updates, directions, and weather information anywhere 24 hours a day. Now, Cadillac introduces the next generation in motorist assistance, the OnGuard system, a state-of-the-art artificial intelligence system that monitors your trip from start to finish.
Good morning, Dave. Before we proceed, I believe your driver's side door is slightly ajar.
Huh? Oh, thanks.
The exclusive OnGuard system monitors all your new Cadillac's mechanical and electronic systems and adjusts them for your safety and convenience.
Dave, Your current speed is 48 miles per hour. The posted limit is 35.
Yeah, I'm running a little late for work. I gotta get there.
Better to be a few minutes late than risk an accident.
Yeah, but I've got a big presentation to make at 9:30. It's real important. I can't.
If the presentation was that important, perhaps you should have planned ahead and left a few minutes earlier.
Yeah, but I...
I'm lowering the vehicle speed to the posted limit. It's for your own protection.
No detail of your journey is too small for On Guard.
Dave, are you staring at that attractive young woman in the car next to you?
Huh? No. I was watching the traffic light to see what it...
Dave, I think you were looking at her. I'm activating the roof-mounted public address system.
What?
Attention, attractive female motorist. The driver of this car is happily married.
Oh,
please ignore him and be on your way.
Hey, what'd you do that for?
Perhaps you'd like to call your wife now and apologize, Dave.
Apologize?
It's not healthy in a relationship to keep secrets from one another. I'm activating the cellular telephone and dialing your home number now.
No!
On Guard even assists you in making informed decisions behind the wheel.
We're going to make a burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah, give me the ham and egg breakfast biscuit, please.
Dave, The fat and cholesterol counts in the Mr. Burger ham and egg biscuit are well above the recommended levels set by the National Heart Association.
Say what?
Might I suggest a healthier alternative? Attention, cashier. Ignore previous order. We'd like one low-fat apple bran muffin.
Hey!
It's for your own protection.
On Guard looks out for you, even when you won't look out for yourself.
Dave, my sensors detect elevated carbon monoxide levels inside the vehicle. Are you smoking a cigarette?
No, no, no!
Dave, I thought you told your wife you quit smoking last week.
I did! I was having a couple of quick puffs!
Dave, medical research has clearly shown that cold turkey is the most effective method of quitting smoking. Oh, I'm activating the in-dash combustion control system.
Hey! I'm blind! I can't see! I can't see!
It's for your own protection. Protection. Protection.
On Guard, the electronic assistant that may be too smart for your own good. Exclusively from Cadillac.
Shows on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Room sorbets. As they hear. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. Of course, we're getting ready to wrap the broadcast up right now. That means give Randy about an hour, hour and a half. That podcast be ready for your listening pleasure. John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And of course, we got it set up at thebigshow.com. That's where you'll see the video. I'm glad you found that, Randy, because I heard about it over the weekend. This is robot. I guess Japan brought it out during the USA game.
Yeah.
Because I figured that they'd get a lot
during,
of
it was during halftime.
A lot of talk, right?
It was during halftime, so it didn't get a full amount of coverage because they all went to commercial, all the coverage. And so I had to take a couple of stabs at it. One half of it is right before they go into the break, and then the other half I picked up with fan footage.
Okay.
Somebody had posted, so you could see it. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it has one eye. It's very humanoid. Has the, you know, the proper basketballs, has huge hands. I mean, bigger than Jackie's. It has all these sensors that kind of pick up on how the distance and location, and it nails it nearly every time.
Man, that's been one of my pet peeves. I always like professional basketball players that can't hit a free throw. Me and Jackie talk about
that. Oh, you mean like Del Curry?
Yeah. Del pretty good from the line.
Yeah.
Of course, Steph is one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the just, robot, I'm surprised it didn't get more comparison to Steph.
Well, if you do the same thing every time, you got to set up mechanically, you know, it's going. Yeah, it's going to hit it every time, man.
I don't know how Steph does it. I mean, it's amazing to watch.
I know. Well, this is the closest.
Maybe he's a robot.
Yeah. I've seen footage of him doing practice rounds, and he made 100 three-pointers in a row.
Yeah.
How in the world?
Well, this is the most that I've talked sports with Randy in a while.
I know. Randy is on it this year, isn't he?
Like the robot.
It's just because, you know, I'm proud of him.
I know you are. And your little girl, Angel, I call her, Miranda, she loves Stephen.
Yeah.
But Seth is as good as Stephen is at the free throw line. He can shoot them, too.
Yeah, that's right. I know. That's the truth.
He was in town over the weekend, so I got to spend some time with him.
Yeah. I know you weren't going to do this on the air, but Dale and Stephen and Seth all got together. And we'll tell about the court of town you're talking about.
They have a court here. It was a older court that was just kind of falling apart, and the three of them put money together and fixed it up. It's called the Curry Court, and all three of their signatures are on the floor of the basketball side. It is turned around. This weekend, they had a big function there to raise money for the Bobby Fields Foundation. Bobby Fields used to play for the Hornets.
Charlotte Hornets said tragically
and
got killed in a traffic accident.
And him and his wife and I, we went down there and showed up, and I was telling Johnny and Billy earlier,
there's a black guy who is a DJ here in Charlotte, No Limit Larry. He was the MC. So he calls us up on stage. All he talked about was you and Billy. And he said, black chick working for a radio station with white music. And she'd been doing it for 20-some years. And I'm like, wow, how do you know? Because I know. Because they're always number one. But, yeah, I'm real proud of that. It was very, very neat. Very neat. And they have a good picture of Sonia, the boy's mom, in there, a volleyball player. Her and her daughter were very good at volleyball. Yeah. So. They were asking, you know, how do you feel about this? And I said, I'm so proud of them, but who the hell can read their signatures? They're not doctors.
Trying to find something wrong with it. Good work, baby. That's neat. So Jackie's getting at ease on stage. She did that for the animals, you know, a month or so ago. Now she's uptown.
I didn't talk much, trust me. I just can't do it. The animal people said to tell you guys thank you. Their phones are blowing up. Because of you plugging them, you and Billy plugging their animal shelter.
Well, awesome, baby.
Yeah.
Well, you keep on getting out there, moving around, doing some good.
I'm done talking.
All right. Well, we are too. Let's get it, Billy.
Bedbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll be back at it celebrating midweek on Hump Day. We love you and we mean it.
You're a bitch.
Oh, gosh.